So earlier today, Joe Wiley revealed Radio 1's mighty return to Creamfields on Bank Holiday weekend, which is August the 23rd and 24th this year. Of course, it's traditionally always been a dance festival, but this year they've really stepped it up big time for the 10th anniversary. Not only has it become a two-day event, but its lineup has spread, with Radio 1 announcing Kasabian as one of the headlining acts. And the rest of the lineup looks pretty damn fierce as well. On the live act front at this year's Creamfields, we're talking about The Gossip, Pendulum, and Simian Mobile Disco, to name but a few. And DJ-wise, check this out. We've got Tiesto, Paul Van Dyke, Eric Murillo, Paul Oakenfold, Too Many DJs, Felix the House Cat, Judge Jules, Annie Mac, and myself. Plus, for the very first time, the BBC Introducing Bus will be rolling onto Creamfields' site, bringing you some big sounds from some of the very best brand new DJs. But there's one more headlining act to reveal, one artist who's quite literally charging the dance brigade at this year's Creamfields. Mr. Fatboy Slim, hello.
Good evening.
How do you like that, charging the dance brigade?
Yeah, amazing talent to come up with that before,
please. I know, took us hours. not a bad-looking headliner at this year's Creamfields, then. Not a bad look to be headlining this year's Creamfields.
Well, it's same old, 10 years, you know. It's nice to see some of the same old faces that have been around for 10 years, like Okid, Sashin, Digween, Eric, and
Walking Sticks.
Yeah. The charge of the old brigade.
There's youngsters on there as well. Become a 2-day event, and you've got a lot of ties with the Creamfields crew, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We were almost family at one point.
So do you think
we won't go into that?
No. Do you think we can make it over 2 days?
I'm not sure if I'm staying on the other day. Was it?
That's cheating.
I like staying too chic.
Right. Okay.
Chic and soul wax, I like to see, definitely. But I'm probably going to be whisked off somewhere else to play somewhere else.
Right. And Kasabian, have you seen them?
I've not, no.
Okay, well, you may be
interested.
Well, yeah, they're very good. They're headlining with you.
They're on the Sunday, I'm on the Saturday.
Okay. Well, they're still headlining with you.
All right. In esteemed company, then.
Exactly. Any particular fond memories of, you know, crazy stories of Creamfields in years gone by? Do you get stuck on a site at all? Do you get lost?
I've got lost. I've got tons of memories that I can't repeat on the radio.
Right.
Probably my best memory was when I played with the Gorillaz. They were on before me. And I'm mates with Damon and, you know, work with them, Jesse. And they're playing behind the screen. So I thought, you know, I'll just kind of have a little look back behind the screen, what's going on. And it's like one of their production guys just came up and grabbed me. He went, can't go here. I said, it's all right, I'm on next after him. And this is, you know, getting stage ready, and I'm a mate of Damon's. And he threw me out. So I just wanted to have a little look, but nobody was allowed behind the screen, even if you were going on next behind the screen.
Right. So you actually got thrown out?
Yeah, thrown out of my own gig.
Fantastic.
Not the first time.
No. All right, well, looking forward to it. Creamfields 2008, August Bank Holiday. Cheers, Norman.
Excellent.